Oh, I forgot to mention, when we were coming back, when we stopped at in Murmansk, they loaded up a bunch of Russian sailors and a Russian sea captain, and they were going to take them back. We were to take them off to England because by that time they had captured some ships from the Italians, and they were going to give them to the Russians. And the Russians, the crew was going there to pick up these Italian ships, and they had these Russians in the number three hole. They had bunks down there, but they had they set aside a bathroom for them. Well, Russians didn't know how to use a bathroom. So, you know, they'd never... that's one of the most interesting things. Is Russians don't have bathrooms, or didn't in those days. Even if you go over there today, the bathrooms are always filthy. And go around... well, anyway, we went to the captain and told him, the Russian captain, and we told him, these guys need to clean up that bathroom. It stinks to high heaven down there. And he explained, he says, you know, these men don't know how to use a bathroom. And says they've never used a bathroom, or never seen a bathroom. And so, but he had a talk with them, and they did clean up the bathroom, and they started doing a little better. But we got along with the Russians. That crew, the naval crew, we got along with them fine. They used to get out there and dance, where they squat down on the floor, dip their legs out, and play their music, and they were a pretty nice bunch. In contrast to the soldiers that we ran into, the sailors were much more compatible with us for some reason. But that was pretty much my experience with the Murmansk and Archangel.
Yeah,